welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox, and another composer spotlight. Incidentally, I do hope that you're enjoying these spotlights where we delve one show a month into the specific works of one composer. Anyway, you'll have to put up with it this week because our composer is Eric Coates, who was born into a musical family, but despite his wishes and his obvious talent, his parents only reluctantly allowed him to pursue a musical career. The reverse doesn't really bear thinking about, does it? He studied composition and viola at the Royal Academy of Music, and shortly after joined symphony orchestras conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham and Henry Wood. Coates' experience as a player added to the rigorous training he'd received at the Academy and contributed to his skill as a composer. While he was working as a violist, Coates composed songs and other light musical works, and in 1919 he gave up the viola permanently, and from then until his death he made a living as a composer and the occasional conductor. Let's start off with perhaps his most well-known composition. It's the theme and the march to the 1955 British war film The Dam Busters. Nicholas Martin at Turner's and the Dam Busters March. Now for one of Coates' earlier works, this one dating from 1919. It's the finale to his Springtime Suite, called Dance in the Twilight. And here to play it is Richard Hills on the John Dickinson High School Kimble. Dance in the Twilight, a wonderful whirling waltz on a wonderful Kimble. Time now for something very laid back. This next piece was written in 1930 and it's called By the Sleepy Lagoon. Coates recalled it was inspired by the view on a warm, still summer evening looking across the lagoon from East Beach in Selsey towards Bognor Regis. The song was originally written lyricless until 1940 when American songwriter Jack Lawrence wrote some. This very beautiful tune is of course the theme tune to Desert Island Discs. Anyway, here to play it is Len Rawl on the Woking Wurlitzer when it was just its original 8 Granada ranks. Len Rawl, who's by the Sleepy Lagoon at Woking. Now I know it's only halfway through the show, but I'm sad to say that we're approaching our last lot, but hopefully it will send you out with a bang. In 1932, Coates wrote his London Suite, which to me is one of the finest suites of British light music ever written. And so tonight we're going to hear all 3 movements played by different organists on different organs. And yes, I know I've done this before, but I like the suite a lot. So first up is the Tarantelle, Covent Garden, which is being played by Nigel Ogden on the ex-Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer during its time with the BBC. This is then followed by the meditation called Westminster, which is such a great piece and very underplayed. But on this occasion, it's being played by Chris Elliott on the Plummer Auditorium Wurlitzer in California, which incidentally is the only commercial theatre organ version of this particular movement I can find. And then the third, final, and most well-known movement of the suite, the march, called Knightsbridge, which is being played on the Century 2 Wichita Wurlitzer by Lynn Larson. So sit back and enjoy the London Suite in its entirety by Eric Coates.
Thank you.
Coates' London Suite, played by Nigel Ogden, Chris Elliott and Lynn Larson, taking us through Covent Garden, Westminster and Knightsbridge, bringing this week's show to a close. Coates' prolific composition output means it's so hard to fit so much into just 30 minutes, but I do hope that you've enjoyed what I'd chosen for you. Next week, John Leeming's computer has done all of the hard work for him and selected some random numbers which John has associated with his LPs on his shelf in his archive. So I really hope that his computer has great musical taste, as I'm sure a whole mixed bag will be pulled out of the hat and presented to you. So that's something to look forward to. But until then, you know where to find us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and just leaves me to say stay safe and take care.